I'm great. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for coming on the show. Can I start off by saying I love the bangs?
Thank you so much. I'm playing with them right now as you're complimenting them. That's very kind of you.
I'm curious, did you see one too many people butchering their bangs on TikTok and think, you know what, I got to get a pro to do this?
No, I always get a pro to do it because I don't trust myself.
Have you seen those videos on TikTok where it just doesn't go well?
I've seen that, and I've also seen people burning their hair with, like, their curling irons or their, like, heat brushes.
And you're like, I'm not going viral. I'm getting this done by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Well, maybe I need to do that. That's a great idea. Maybe that's my next step. That's the trick to going viral for me.
Yeah, use one of your songs as the underpin, so then it goes viral and your song goes viral. See?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I love that.
I need to be on Team Jordan.
100%. You should.
I have a daughter named Jordan. I'm curious how often you get asked, how do you spell your name? Because hers isn't spelled the same way yours is.
All the time. And so every time I make sure when I tell people at my shows or if I'm introducing myself to someone in person, I'll be, it's Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N, and really emphasize the Y.
Do you ever say to your parents, why couldn't you just spell it J-O-R-D-A-N? Because that's what my daughter's is.
I don't. I like it. I think it's cool. It's different.
It's a little fancy.
But yeah. It's a little fancy. Yeah, I like it.
Let's talk about the new song. I took a listen to it. It's called The Reason, and it's from your latest album called The Upside of Being Down. It sounds like a breakup song, but it's not so much, woe is me kind of breakup song. I'm picking up some, hey, I'm doing fine.
I think all of us can relate to that feeling of like going through heartbreak or losing someone or something in your life and being really upset about it. But then you kind of pick yourself back up and you find the good in every day. And that's kind of what this song's about. I did not write the song. It was actually a pitch, and it was co-written by Derek Sutherland, AJ Pruis, and one of my all-time favorite songwriters, Ingrid Andress, who I'm sure everyone listening is familiar with. I love her music, and the song just really spoke to me.
Did the song speak to you because of a personal experience?
To 100% it did. But I think, like, the song's about a breakup, but to me, it's just about anything in life, whether that's something in your work life that's not going the way that you want it to, or with a friend. I think it can signify anything in life, and you find other reasons to be happy other than that person or that situation that made you maybe sad or put you down.
Yeah, you take the good, you take the bad, and move along.
Totally.
Everything's a learning experience.
I 100% went through that. I love that. Everything's a learning experience.
When it comes to songwriting and performing, what's your favorite? Do you prefer the songwriting process or do you prefer being on stage in front of people?
Performing is my first love.
Yeah.
And I started doing, like, putting on little concerts at our family farm in our house when I was like 2 years old.
Please tell me they've got video of that.
Oh, they do, but it's all in VCR, so I have to transfer it over somehow.
You're going to have to go to a Goodwill and find yourself a VHS player.
Totally, I know.
That's so awesome. And when you watch back to some of those videos, what's that like?
It's really awesome to see. It's cool to see little me where I used to be playing shows at my house and dreaming that I could be the next Taylor Swift or the next Shania Twain, and then seeing how far I've come. And I get to play shows for fun lots of weekends out of the year and go play at festivals and rodeos. So I'm living out my dream.
Love to hear that. Now, you mentioned Shania, you mentioned Taylor. Is that your inspiration or are there others?
I love Taylor and Shania. Those are my first favorites. I loved Carrie when I was younger as well. Now it's growing into, like, Carter Faith is a new artist that I'm absolutely loving right now. Kelsea Ballerini. I love Ed Sheeran. There's so many artists from so many different genres that I draw inspiration from. Those are just a few examples.
Jordan Pollard is who we're talking to. Her latest single is called The Reason. Now, if I want to follow along and see what you're up to these days, like, do you have some shows coming up? Where can I find all the details?
You can check out my social media at Jordan Pollard Music. I am on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Don't look for me on Tinder. I'm not there.
That's the line of the interview right there. Nicely done.
You could just start it out with that.
That was so well done. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Jordan, for chatting a few minutes. And next time you're in Alberta, look us up, okay?
100%. I will.